You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for joining in. So this just in, three Los Angeles men were arrested in relation to that videotaped freeway fist fight you saw. Remember, there was some road rage on an LA freeway and somebody videotaped it. It went viral and the police were trying to figure out who it was. And I guess they had the, all they had was the, they had the make of the car. I guess they had the car, they had the make, and they had the license plate. Well, I guess three Los Angeles men have been arrested. Two are suspected of beating and kicking a man who was later arrested on suspicion of being involved in a similar altercation last month. David Mendez, 21, and Edros Ramirez, 27, turned themselves in to a California Highway Patrol Investigative Services office in Hollywood this evening. Just about a half, I think half hour ago, and were arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. The man who was beaten in the video, identified as Jerry Patterson, was arrested without incident in Altadena, on an outstanding warrant on suspicion of a DUI, hit and run, and assault on a previous incident, May 25. Now, I guess it was unclear why Mendez and Ramirez surrendered. I bet it's because the video was all over the place, and the police were like, look, we're looking for these people, all right? So they were probably like, you know what, we better turn ourselves in. It's going to make it all the more easier. Video of the June 12th freeway fight clearly showed the faces of the two men who grappled with the victim, and they also had the license plate, of course, of the getaway car. The video did go viral after being posted on YouTube. Highway Patrol said it received reports of a fight on a transition road to the northbound Interstate 5 in East L.A. on the afternoon of June 12th, but officers arriving minutes later found that everyone left. Nobody involved in the fight went to the hospital. We had no reports, no victim until this video surfaced. So without the video, they probably wouldn't have done anything about it. But because somebody videotaped it, then they, yeah, because you know, by the time they went to the scene, there was nothing, no witnesses, nothing. And now there are over 100,000 viewings. Taken from a passing car, the video showed three men confronting Patterson, wearing a red shirt next to two cars parked in a freeway lane. Patterson and a bald man begin to fight, and another man jumps in. Patterson is dragged to the ground and flails and suddenly appears to collapse. Both of his attackers and take turns kicking him in the head as he lays either dazed or unconscious. They and the third man then drive off. All right, they don't know if it was video or staged or what. To me, I think it was, you know, from what it sounded like, is the guy that got beat up was the one that started the fight. He's the one that jumped on the other two. Patterson pulled over, began arguing, started hitting them. But you know what? You wonder. The problem in California is they're always filming. And you can't tell when it's a film and when it's not. Remember there was a gentleman in L.A. who was walking around the street. Was it Ventura Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard? He was just walking up and down the street shooting randomly at cars. And he killed somebody. And I think he injured multiple people. And what witnesses were saying is they thought it was a movie shooting. It was filming. You know, nobody thought that something like that could really happen. And this is just some man just walking around the street, shooting at drivers that are just driving by. Blows your mind, just absolutely blows you away that things like that could happen. And nobody does anything because, of course, they think it's filming. So anyway, I got to tell you, though, we don't have much privacy nowadays with this whole YouTube thing and people videotaping and taking pictures. You know, I can't stand it when people take a picture of me at some event and then they post it on Facebook. And then, of course, if you post it on Facebook, you can get on Google. And then there's these images of me that I really don't want out there and you can't control that. Right? No, it's not paparazzi. I'm not that popular yet for paparazzi. Ooh, paparazzi. No, I'm not there yet. But you know, it frustrates you that you really don't have a lot of privacy. You know, people could look into your backyard if you're trying to lay out in the sun and be topless. No privacy at all. But I got to tell you, like with the bullying incident with the bus monitor that we were talking about earlier today, where she's 68 years old and she's being ridiculed horribly by these middle school students, cussing at her, swearing at her, using F-bombs, saying she's fat. If they stabbed her, it would be like hot butter. Her kids should kill themselves because she, you know, their mother's so ugly. And one of her children actually did kill himself 10 years ago. You know, just absolutely horrible. But somebody videotaped that. They videotaped it. They posted it online. It went viral. And these kids are getting busted. And so I guess there's some good to this videotaping. I mean, I don't think you could really, I think that because of satellites and cameras and, you know, all the internetworkings that now these cities have, I don't think any criminal could really get away with much. You know, I don't. I think we are videotaping everything. Of course, be careful when you are walking down the street. You don't think anybody's looking and you're trying to straighten your underwear that's riding up on you. Know that that probably did get captured on tape. Yeah, there was this one, this one picture went viral, unfortunately. There was a woman who was sitting at her cubicle fixing her nylons and her underwear at her desk. I mean, there's nobody around, and then she realized that there was a camera on her that the employers had put, you know, up on the ceiling, et cetera. And so that's kind of, that really makes you nervous. It does. So just know that you're always being watched. With us in our office, we have cameras in the front desk area. We don't have cameras in the rooms, of course, because we don't want cameras in the rooms. But we have and I always tell the staff, look, no, and I show any new employee, here's this camera, nothing's hidden, because I don't want you guys straightening your bra or something. And you know, some of my colleagues said, why are you telling them where the cameras are? They should be hidden. And I go, no, I would rather the staff know that they are on camera, because let them know that there's a camera, so then nobody does steal, you know, or nobody does think of stealing. I think it's very important to have signs out saying video surveillance, and I don't want to have hidden cameras. I like the idea of just letting people know that, you know, it's out there. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.96.39. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.36.39, $8.18.19 for a half ounce, or $409.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.36.39, $8.18.19, and $409.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love Donovan. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials, playing California music. And we got Dave from California on the line. Look at all this California stuff going on today. California, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, Dahlia? Or Doctor? You know, I heard you talking about the security cameras and whatnot, and I don't know if you've ever read that famous book, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. But it makes it very clear in that book that security costs and basically paranoia was the real fall of Rome. That they had gotten basically so paranoid that they were spending all of their money on security and they weren't doing anything to fix the potholes. They weren't building a school district or anything that mattered. They were essentially living by paranoia, and the nation or the empire died because of paranoia.
That's
and
a good point.
Recently I climbed on a city bus out here, and I looked up, and I was counting the cameras on the bus, and there was actually a single bus that had 16 different cameras on it.
Wow.
And, I mean, if you can imagine the security contract, the maintenance contract for all of those security cameras, I mean, it's incredible, you know, how much it's, how much would a bus ride cost if we had to live by paranoia like that.
No, you make a good point. But the other thing, too, Dave, also is I think it's almost a waste if people don't. I had no idea there were that many cameras on the bus. Do you think, I mean, if the whole purpose of them having the video surveillance is to thwart crime, yet most criminals don't have any idea that there's that much video surveillance, it's almost a waste. Either let everybody know there's all those cameras around, or don't do all, you see what I mean?
Well, it's interesting because out here, you know, we really don't have that much problem. Probably tagging is the biggest problem that the buses have got. And when
Dave,
it comes down
not
to tagging,
what city are you from?
San Francisco.
Oh, so you're in San Francisco.
And
uh-huh.
You know, kids climbing on with a magic marker and you know doing a little you know writing their autograph on the wall, right? And the idea that it's going to cost you know. God knows how much to maintain those cameras and install
right.
them and review them and everything else when it's going to take a clean rag and a little bit of turpentine to get that tag off of there. It's far cheaper to wash the walls, much less
exactly.
that, you know, if people are just aware that they own that bus, every rider owns that bus, and if they tag it, they're essentially damaging their own property.
So there's not a lot of violent crimes. There's not a lot of violent crimes on these buses, unless are they using them for people that, let's say, do commit armed robbery and jump on the bus. I mean, 16 cameras seems a little excessive to me. Why 16?
Yeah, but we actually don't have that much violent crime on the buses out here. It's not like, I don't even know if New York has that much problem anymore. Mm-hmm. But the idea that, you know, it's funny. One night I was, I used to work out at the Fillmore Theater, and I got off work, and I was just passing by a bus shelter, mm-hmm. and these kids were, there was a big glass pane in the bus mm-hmm. shelter, and they were just kicking it, trying to break the glass. And I stopped and I asked them, do you know who owns that bus shelter? And they looked at me kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And I said, you do.
Yeah.
Now, why are
yeah.
you breaking your own glass?
Right.
And they stopped and they had to agree because it was theirs, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, I...
It's that for them, they, exactly.
Yeah, so basically, you know, Rome was owned by everybody. America is owned by everything. Your city, your town,
uh-huh.
all of this stuff is owned by you. And to allow people to be
this
ignorant
group.
Of that fact
yeah.
is basically, yeah. I mean, you look at the politics of today, the Republicans are trying to sell our property. You know, they're trying to turn our highways into toll roads. They're trying to sell our schools to the highest bidder. They're trying to advertise our stadiums with somebody else's name. They're selling all of our property in order to get a quick buck.
What's going on over there, Dave, with there's an Oakland stadium. What's going on over there where I guess the city is unhappy that there's a stadium and then there's going to be drinking? What's going on over there? Are you aware?
Well, I'm not. Frankly, aware of too much of that, although I know that some of the teams are trying to go down to San Jose, and in fact, I think even the 49ers are aiming at leaving town. They want to keep the name San Francisco, but they're technically going to be in a stadium that's closer to San Jose.
Mm.
So, you know, it's this idea that they want to use the reputation of San Francisco, but they want to, you know, cash in on something else. And frankly, if you look at stadium bond issues, the real scam in most of these things is that people want to make money without doing any work.
Oh,
and so when you buy bonds...
That's the American way, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. You
know.
Buy bonds in a stadium, then you're going to get 30 years worth of dividends without doing a lick of work,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get a tax-free income because bonds pay out in tax-free money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this scam that they have to build a new stadium every 30 years rather than keep one for 40 years or
mm-hmm.
50 years
and
get. You know, 10 or 20 years of free money out of it.
My biggest regret, Dave, is I didn't see Yankee Stadium before they started to refurbish it. I just never went. I just figured I'd always go. And to have been able to be in the original Yankee Stadium, I think would have been, you know, but I digress.
Well,
anyway,
sure, yeah.
Dave, thank you for calling. I really appreciate your input. Definitely a lot of interesting topics you brought up, especially paranoia. I love talking about paranoia. You know, what makes us paranoid? I mean, I got to be honest. I don't really get paranoid about much. You know, I talked about the spider thing. I'm extremely paranoid about the economy. I think paranoia has definitely gone up. It's because we just don't have any trust in our finances and our financial future. And I think, you know, with the depression going up and the stress and the obesity and all these issues we're having and the whole soda pop controversies, I got to say, I mean, if you asked me what am I the most stressed about right now, it's not my mother-in-law. It's not my mother. It's not my radio show. I mean, you know, if the ratings are down, the ratings are down. You know, what am I gonna do about it? If the ratings are up, if the ratings are up, it's not that. I am really probably stressed, and if I want to use the word paranoid in a mild sense, about what I'm supposed to do finance-wise. I mean, you know, we talked about this. You know, I went through school, and I didn't want to borrow money because I knew I'd borrow money for college. I was the first person in my family to go to college, and the only reason why I was able to go is I got a full scholarship for my grades. So I worked to support myself to pay, you know, for my car that had no air conditioning and barely had any gas. You know, lived with roommates, you know, did what I could to keep the rent under $150 a month. Lived on $6 a week for groceries. Didn't have to borrow anything until medical school. And in medical school, you're up to $80,000, $100,000 in student loans, which was good. I mean, that was cheap for medical school. So, you know, you get out of school, you're in debt, you start to practice, et cetera. So I never, in my 20s or 30s, considering I kind of finished schooling at the end of my 20s, in my 30s, I never was able to put away. So all of you who tried to do the 401s, the mutual funds, play around with stocks, have IRAs, 503Bs, 401Bs, whatever they are, right? I never really dove into that. I think my I think the hospital gave us a little 403B, or I think, I don't know. I mean, it did horribly, obviously. But I never had time to invest. And I figured when I'm in my 40s, that's when I'm going to start to invest. You know, that's when I'll hopefully be able to put some money away because the kids are going to be older. I'll be able to work a little more, et cetera. And then, of course, the recession hits. And anything we saved for the kids, for their kids' schooling, anything we tried to save to put away, completely gone. Right? We've, you know, had to help support some people in our family, et cetera. And so, you know, if I had to say, if we have a paranoia right now, I would most definitely attribute it now to the economy. I have no idea, being middle-aged right now, what I'm supposed to do. And what leads also to the paranoia is all these people who we thought were doing right, you know, had stock in Ford Company, had mutual funds, diversified real estate. They went broke. People who invested in real estate went broke. Well, you invest in your house, Dr. Dahlia. No, the house is upside down also. What are you supposed to invest in that's safe? What are you supposed to do? So I think a lot of us are kind of are have this paranoia. Let's say the economy does get better. Okay, that's wonderful and we want it to get better, but that doesn't make us feel any better because this could happen to us 20 years from now. Every 20 years, something bad happens with the economy. Actually, almost every decade. But, I mean, this really stinks. This economy is really bad. And anybody that I know that had a nest egg doesn't have it anymore. So I'm a little paranoid about the future. I have no idea. And I guess, what is my plan? My plan is just to continue working. And continue working, and hopefully there'll be a job, and or I'll be able to still do what I can do. But never thought I'd say it was paranoid, but I'm definitely paranoid about the financial future. Absolutely, hands down. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wherever you're listening from, thank you. Whether it's our new Droid app that you could download from your Droid store for free, you can listen to Dr. Dahlia on that. You could listen to us on demand on my website at drdahlia.com. GCN Live, of course, who has amazing programming. So after you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can listen to their other programming. But finish listening to me first, please. And your local news talk station, wherever you're listening from, please thank that station. And if Dr. Dahlia does not play at your local news talk station, write them, email them, send them a line. They need the feedback. All right, so it looks like a father has lost his kids because he was, quote-unquote, too obese to be a father. 38-year-old gentleman from Ottawa, Canada, lost his year-long court battle to keep his sons, age 5 and 6. A judge ruled that the boys would be put up for adoption, claiming the man would have struggled to keep up with his daily weight loss program, as well as caring for his children. It came after a doctor found that the father could not, quote unquote, keep up with the energetic children during a court-ordered assessment of his health. The boys were put in foster care last year when the man's ex-wife was hospitalized for a mental breakdown and suspected overdose. These poor kids. Gosh. The man cannot be named under the Child and Family Services Act, has not seen either of his kids for over a year. In that time, he has lost 150 pounds. Superior Court Justice James ruled the father's weight loss regimen is itself a full-time job. So is parenting two high-needs children. One will inevitably have to give ground to the other. Now, why are these kids high-need? Do they have special needs? Or is it just because they're 5 and 6 years old? He said his decision was also based upon the man's former marijuana use and documented violent outbursts. Okay, now that's making a little bit more sense. All right, I was like, you can't take kids away from their dad just because he's overweight. Okay, so there was some marijuana, violent outbursts. Again, no word if there was actual assault. The man, however, quote unquote, who does not know his own strength, says he has never hurt his children. He says he can't believe the judge called him extremely overweight. The judge didn't take into account how much weight I had lost. The ruling comes after a doctor at the Royal Ottawa Hospital's Family Court Clinic said he was concerned the man's size could hinder his ability for care of the boys. You know, this is, why don't they have, and I mean, maybe they did, but, you know, why don't they have a situation where there's social workers that can help? Or he has maybe temporary loss of custody. Temporary loss of custody while he's undergoing the weight loss regimen. And then once he, you know, is able to, let's say, appropriately supervise the boys, he gets the kids back. But I mean, unless, of course, it has to do with drug use. I don't know. But that's, you know, wow. I mean, if we're going to, you know, one thing I do understand that if somebody's obese and sitting in a chair and can't get out of that chair, they aren't going to be able to properly watch the kids. I get that. But if this is somebody who's active and is overweight, and this is an anti-obesity witch hunt, or an obese witch hunt, I have a problem with that. I really do. You know, one thing we were talking about earlier in the show was Los Angeles now wants to ban soda machines in parks and libraries and public areas. They just want to ban the soda machines. They think that'll help with the whole obesity crisis. And, I'm a little frustrated with how government wants to get so involved with our health. Do they really, really care about our health? Because if they do, are they going to ban fried chicken? Are they going to ban salty French fries? Are they going to ban bacon cheeseburgers? And if they are they even allowed to mess with commerce, mess with free enterprise? Are they allowed to do that? If a soda machine is, from what I understand, they'll allow the machine, just not soda in the machine. So they're being selective about products that could be sold. Okay, doesn't that sound a little socialist to you? Am I wrong? Right? When the government gets to pick and choose what products, what size products get sold, it's just continuing. The bandwagon is continuing. I think LA also wants to ban free refills. Now, free refills is an economic thing. All right? You know, I don't like giving my kids soda. Maybe we get lemonade. Okay? And I will buy one thing of lemonade and then use the free refills, right? I mean, you know, it's more economic. You know, I'm just a little frustrated with how government thinks they're really going to control obesity by preventing the sale of things. I just do. It really creeps me out. I get very creeped out, very creeped out. So anyway, all right. So this may creep you out a little bit. Every year, the Environmental Working Group releases their shopper's guide, and they discuss pesticide load on certain fruits and vegetables. They have the Dirty Dozen, which is the worst 12 foods, and then they also have the Clean 15. So the Environmental Working Group recommends that you spend the extra money for the organic form of the following Dirty Dozen fruits and vegetables, and they say you can buy the Clean 15 in their conventional form. So here we go. The Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen of Pesticides. Apples, number one. Celery, number two. Sweet bell peppers, number three. They also recommend buying organic for peaches, strawberries, imported nectarines, grapes, spinach, lettuce. I can understand spinach. Spinach is hard to clean. You know, I always like to get the pre-washed spinach, but I remember my mom, 70s, buying spinach and making me, I could never get all the dirt and crud off of it. Lettuce, cucumbers, domestic blueberries, and potatoes. Yep, our potatoes. All right, now, what about the Clean 15? Well, the Clean 15, where we don't have to spend money organic-wise, according to the Environmental Working Group, are onions, sweet corn, pineapples, avocado, cabbage, sweet peas, asparagus. Oh, who eats asparagus? Mangoes, eggplant, kiwi should be fine. Domestic cantaloupe. That's very interesting. Domestic cantaloupe, they say, is fine. You can just buy it in its, you know, regular form. You don't have to buy organic. Isn't cantaloupe responsible for the whole Listeria mess we had last year? That's interesting. Sweet potatoes, grapefruit, watermelon, and mushrooms. Watermelon, I would say, is probably the cleanest fruit to wash. Isn't watermelon easy? Grapes are tough. Strawberries are tough because you have a lot of the crevices. So that's interesting. So your pesticide-ridden fruits and vegetables. Now, cucumbers, that doesn't make sense. Cucumbers, it seems to slide right off. Blueberries, I get because they're small. Sweet bell peppers, I get. Celery, yeah, celery, I get that too because you have all the leafy stuff and then you have the grooves. I get that. But avocado, they say, is pretty easy to deal with in terms of pesticides. Those could be fine. Eggplant. Excuse me, I don't like eggplant. Eggplant's hard to eat, unless it's in baba ganoush. I can definitely eat baba ganoush. Okay, so that's the Dirty Dozen. Hopefully we don't have to talk about that for another year. All right, no new news over the past few hours on the Jerry Sandusky case. Apparently the jury has been in deliberation. They stopped, from what I understand, at about 6:30 p.m. this evening. They wanted to listen again to testimony of Mike McQuarrie, the Penn State graduate student that did walk in on Jerry Sandusky and a boy in the locker room. They also want to hear the testimony of Dr. Jonathan Dratnoff, who testified that McQuarrie gave him a different account of what he saw. They are going to rehear the testimony tomorrow. Still deliberating, but what was news this evening was Matt McQuarrie, Jerry Sandusky's adopted son, who was originally a foster child in their home and then adopted, wants to come forward and say he was abused as well by Jerry Sandusky. So when we get more information on that, we will give it to you. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess a professional clown, I guess his name is Sundance the Clown, pretty famous in Arkansas, was arrested on charges of distributing, possessing, or viewing child porn. Professional clown of the River Valley was arrested on child porn charges today in Fort Smith. Actually, I think it was arrested yesterday. All right. Apparently, he was downloading the images. From what they say, there are at least 2 to 3 weeks. It's going to take about 2 to 3 weeks for them to go through all the images. And apparently, he was, a clown for private birthday parties. So thus far, we don't have any victims. It doesn't sound like that he actually approached any of the kids at these parties. But he was just into child pornography. I've never liked clowns. I have nothing against any of you who are a clown. I know it's a It's a talent. I've just never liked him. When I was a kid, I just didn't like him. Maybe it's because I thought Bozo the Clown was ugly. I don't know. Maybe I thought Bozo was hideous. I just didn't like clowns. I thought Captain Kangaroo was boring. I thought Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was extremely boring, but I really dug Cookie Monster. I really dug Ernie and Grover. To me, those were more cuddly and attractive and fun to look at. Clowns, I hated. Maybe it's because some of these clowns are sad. Oh, mime. Don't even get me started. A mime? Oh, I couldn't even. Don't. I just, please. That never made any sense to me. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. He is my partner in crime. Big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. And I could tell you listen, and you listen faithfully, because there's an internet website, TalkStream Live, that lets us know who is listening to, you know, not who specifically, but it gives us an idea of people that are listening online. And, you know, if I didn't think anybody was listening, I'd be just sitting there going, blah, 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 blah. Why? No one's listening. But I know we have a huge audience, and I just can't thank you all enough. I mean, the fact that you choose my show to listen to is such an honor. And for those of you that don't have an opportunity to listen to all 3 hours and you just want to listen to bits or at work, you can now download the Dr. Dahlia app. The Dr. Dahlia app is free on Droid, so please take advantage of that. Okay, so let's see. What medical news is here? Red wine and weather may trigger migraines. Really? This is news? I could have told you that. New research may help answer the age-old question of whether factors such as weather or drinking red wine can set off a migraine. You don't need to do research to save the money. I could tell you yes. The answer is yes. It causes migraines. Well, according to research presented this week at the annual meeting of the American Headache Society, oh, that's got to be a fun one, in Los Angeles, both of these factors can trigger the excruciating headaches, but not for people all the time and not for all people. Well, duh. Study looked at 33 adults in Brazil who considered themselves regular red wine drinkers and believed that the beverage had caused migraines in the past. All were asked to drink half a bottle of Malbec, Tannat, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot wine from South America at least 4 days apart. And I apologize if I mispronounce any of the wine. I'm not a wine drinker. Why am I not a wine drinker? Because it causes migraines. Although most participants reported having a migraine at least once within the 12 hours, anybody listening to the study is getting a migraine. Okay, within 12 hours of drinking wine, some wines were more to blame than others, specifically Tannat. Am I pronouncing that right? And Malbec? Both varieties contain higher levels of flavonoids, known as tannins, which provide red wine's rich coloring. That's why we don't get headaches as much as white wine, because of flavonoids in red wine. Although the study is not a controlled one, it's definitely a boring one. Okay, can we move on? Oh, the second study being presented at the meeting found that outside temperature can also trigger migraines, especially among people who are more sensitive to temperature. 66 migraine patients were asked to keep a headache diary over the course of a year. Temperature change was linked with mild headaches 21% of the time, but only 5% of the time with more severe headaches. Usually cold days cause migraines more than hot days. All right. Is that it? Was that the groundbreaking medical news? Really? All right. What else do we have that's groundbreaking medical news? Low-fat salad dressing is bad for you because you don't get as many health benefits. Really? Choosing a low-fat dressing for your salad may help keep your weight down because it has fewer calories, but less, I guess, health benefits. Researchers from Iowa State University fed 29 people salads dressed with butter, high in saturated fat, canola oil for monounsaturated fat, and corn oil for polyunsaturated fat. Each salad had 3 grams, 8 grams, or 20 grams of fat from dressings to see if fat dosage made a difference in overall results. The participants had their blood tested for absorption of fat-soluble carotenoids. These are the compounds that have been known to reduce cancer and cardiovascular disease, are carotenoids, yeah. With all but the canola oil made from genetically modified rapeseed, the more fat, I don't even know what that is, the more fat that was used, the more carotenoids were absorbed. So you need fat to absorb your carotenoids. Canola oil promoted the same carotenoid absorption with 3 grams of fat as with 20 grams, suggesting it may be a healthy choice for Weight Watchers. Ah, the butter rich in saturated fat. Who puts butter on salad? Do you eat, do people eat salad with butter? Sounds disgusting. The butter rich in saturated fat was also dependent on dose when drizzled on the salads, but not to a lesser extent. Really? Who does that? Who puts butter on salads? All right. So I guess just because something's low fat, a big shocker here, everybody, just because something's low fat doesn't mean it really is healthy. Duh. Boy, gosh, I'm so glad people get paid and we spend thousands upon thousands of dollars researching something like that. Now, this is kind of interesting. Baby soaps and shampoos may be triggering positive marijuana tests in our little newborns. Commonly used baby soaps and baby shampoo, like products from Johnson & Johnson, Aveeno, and CVS, could cause false positive newborn marijuana screening tests. They said a minute amount of the cleansing products in a urine sample was found to cause a positive result. I guess researchers at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, began studying this when many newborns were being tested positive for marijuana. Now, of course, newborn screening for marijuana at hospitals will happen among babies of women considered at high risk for drug use, but then mom could get in trouble, and child welfare comes in, and mom's like, what are you talking about? I don't smoke marijuana. Now, I'm sure they could confirm by checking mom and doing a drug screen on mom, but apparently these soaps have been associated with false positive marijuana tests. Talking Aveeno Baby Soothing Relief, Cream Wash, Aveeno Baby Wash. Now, I got to tell you something. When I was delivering babies, I couldn't stand the nurse doing this. All right. Now, there's ingredients called polyquaternium 11 and cocomitopropyl betadine, which I guess can cause these marijuana false positive results. But results, when I would be delivering a baby, the OB nurse would squirt Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo on the head as it was crowning, coming out of the vagina. And she was doing that to lubricate. And I couldn't stand it. I'm like, why are you using baby shampoo? It's going to get on the baby's head and the baby's eyes, yeah, but it's baby shampoo. I couldn't stand it. So some of these kids may be, I guess, obviously getting exposed to these metabolites that are triggering a false positive marijuana test because the OB nurse is squeezing shampoo. Now, God bless the OB nurses. I mean, I couldn't have had all the successful deliveries I had if it wasn't for their help as well as tutelage when I was a student. But, you know, when I was kind of running the show, I was like, stop doing that to these babies. All right? You know, yes, I understand a little bit of lubricant, but then we could use some KY, but don't be putting baby shampoo on there. Anyway. All right, guys, great show. Please download the Droid app. The Dr. Dahlia app. Also, please follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date medical updates. But more importantly, be safe. God bless you all. Thank you.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Poor market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out todeyoungagain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at todeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BeFreeFair.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFreeFair.com.